Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, can you? No, but you can. Always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps.
Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There's a big pause there. You're going really dramatic for me.
I just want people to understand the importance of Paramount Plus.
Sorry, I was jumping right in because I wanted to get back to it, but I'm glad you did that. Thank you very much. I'm sorry I misread your pause.
It's all right. Stay away from my pause, man. I got claws and
pause. That's what I hear.
Not saying
that's what I hear. Coming up in 17 minutes, Holly Rowe from ESPN is going to join us. So it'll be fun to talk to Holly.
Exciting.
And then right after Holly, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, will join us as well.
Wow, back to back?
It's Scott like
an
Patrick,
old-fashioned doubleheader right
and,
there.
Yeah, and Scott was just with us, and Scott said Joe Flacco gives this team the best chance to win out of the chute.
Yes, he does.
Do you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. Put the guy out there with the experience, and when it goes sideways, then make a change if that's what you need to do. I think if Flacco comes out, looks good week one, then you should feel a little bit more comfortable about what you're seeing. I don't have a fantastic feeling about the entire season. But I think your best opportunity to win, especially when you're 0-0, and so was so everybody else, to stay competitive, Joe Flacco's the guy to start. He's the guy. If I'm Kevin Stefanski and I look in that room, I'm asking myself, who do I trust? And I trust Joe Flacco if I'm him.
Based on what we have seen in the preseason in games, there's no question about it. Joe Flacco's the guy you should start. You shouldn't start Shedeur Sanders. You shouldn't start Dylan Gabriel. Should you start Kenny Pickett? No. Based on the fact that Kenny's been out with a hamstring injury. I wonder at what point do they want to get a look at Kenny Pickett if they keep him. And I'm assuming they will, but I still think there's an outside chance that they don't. Situation to keep an eye on.
Wait. If Kenny is healthy, he's the next man in, right?
Well, I would think so. Let me just explain.
Fact, I'm going to go this far and explain in a second. That if Kenny is healthy and something, like let's just say something goes sideways with Joe on play number one against Cincinnati, Kenny's the next guy in.
Oh, without question.
Okay, all right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Scott said maybe not because of the hamstring and he hasn't played a lot. But Scott said just that as a hypothetical. I think you're right. If something happens, I would think Pickett's in. I think it bears watching what the Raiders do with their quarterback situation. Because Geno Smith is there with Pete Carroll. And Aiden O'Connell, who played a lot for them last year, is their backup quarterback. He injured his wrist in the final preseason game. And he's out 6 to 8 weeks. So what do they do there? You know, do they try and go out and get an experienced guy? Well, Kenny Pickett's an experienced guy. You want to try and trade for him? Or do you want to, you know, do the Raiders love Dylan Gabriel? Do the Raiders love Shedeur Sanders? Just pay attention to what the Raiders might do.
Let me throw this at you. If the Raiders came to the Browns and said, we will give you anything higher, a fourth, a third, a second, or a first, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, for Sanders, would you do it for a fourth?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Third?
I want to see these guys, Andy.
Third?
I like players.
Are you saying no?
I'm saying no. I like players. I don't like picks. Picks become players. If you think you have a player you like, well, then you've already achieved your goal.
Dan?
Toss in the villa at Caesar's Palace and you got yourself a deal.
For a fourth?
And the villa at Caesar's Palace for a weekend.
What about a fifth and I give you the villa for 2 weeks?
You got a deal.
The only way they do that is if they determine that they just don't like Shedeur. or Dylan Gabriel.
If it's a fifth, then one of the other meal tickets.
You would take the fifth. If they offered us a fifth for him, you take it?
And the 2 weeks at the Villa at the Bellagio, and I get meal tickets.
Just keep an eye on what the Raiders are doing.
Any house money to play blackjack with?
Nah, maybe depending on my mood, tickets for something at the Sphere, though.
I want to go to the home of the Blue Devils. Raymond in Talmadge. Hello, Raymond.
Raymond?
Good morning, guys. I'm trying to get my energy up because I'm exhausted.
Yes.
So are we.
Yes.
And Monday.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Andy. And one of the things, the Pickett thing's interesting to me because I look at like certain traits, and Pickett has the traits that Stefanski would want for an offense with rolling out and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see what he has, what if he wouldn't have gotten hurt. Yes, at this point, Flacco's the best guy to have out there. But I keep wondering, what if Pickett wouldn't have got hurt?
Me too.
I don't think they want to really see him.
Me too, Raymond.
Because he's the only guy, like I've said before, prototypical size, above average athleticism, and his age begins with two. So that's why you kind of want to see him, and I don't think the other two guys are ready. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up, though, is especially after hearing some of the callers, especially about apparently they sent Sanders out to embarrass him. I just want to remind everyone that they don't care. The NFL doesn't care what I think, what you think, what Kuiper thinks, what Mary Kay thinks. They draft people on their evaluations. They get paid to do it. The entire NFL didn't think he was even a fourth round pick. I'm sorry. I'm a junior GM like everybody else. If you thought he was higher, you were wrong, because that's what happened. So get over it. Because besides all the talk that's going on that's just stupid, it's just like the facts are he was drafted in the fifth round. It doesn't matter how much you loved him, if he was your QB crush or not. It's like that's what happened. That's what the guys who get paid and who will lose their job if they're wrong thought of him. So we'll see what happens. I keep going back. I kind of like to see Pickett, and then we'll go on from there. But I'm like, everybody just needs to relax a little bit. Thanks, guys.
Amen, brother.
You got it, Raymond. Amen.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Raymond.
I think Raymond's right on the money, actually. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I agree with him. I am curious to see what Joe Flacco does here in his second go-around with the Browns. I really am. I mean, he can still throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
He's not had a ton of success since leaving Baltimore, but he's had it here. And he is clearly right now, with Pickett being, you know, messed up with his hamstring and not being able to really compete during camp, Joe's clearly the best option right now. And maybe that changes. You know, if what I wonder is this: is there a long leash on Joe Flacco? Or is that a situation where, if by chance it's not going well, even just in a game, that they would take Joe out and bring in Kenny Pickett? I would be surprised at that, Andy.
I don't see that at all.
I don't either, except for one thing.
The only way Kenny's getting in is if Joe gets hurt or they decide in between games that they want to switch starters. I can't see them giving him the hook.
I would think that's probably true.
You know, the way he gets a hook is if, like, there are major issues during the game and he is not getting it done. I'm not opposed to switching quarterbacks in the fourth quarter of a game at any time. I'm not. If your starting quarterback doesn't have it that week, then you just go in a different direction. But this could be a long season. I don't want it to be, but if Flacco is successful week one, then you have hope. I think that's the problem. This is all about hope. And do you want them to make the playoffs this year? That's the question. Do you, truthfully, because you know you have two first-round picks next year. I want them to make the playoffs. I want them to pretend to me that, like, they want to make the playoffs in the beginning of the season. I want them to win every week. I want them to start winning week one. And your best opportunity to win week one is with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I agree. But again, I'm just curious. I think what you laid out is what would happen. It wouldn't be a guy's getting pulled in the game unless he gets injured. But you could do it between games. I just wonder, and we don't know the answer to this, how much did they think, if at all, Kenny Pickett was the guy for this year? And if that's still the case, and they, you know, without the hamstring injury, he might have been the guy out there, how much do they want to see him now? You know?
Jeff, if Pickett comes in and wins the job right out of the gate, I think you're trading Flacco. I don't see a real need.
Well, except for one thing.
Unless you don't feel like Gabriel or Sanders can
exactly
play.
Exactly right. There it is.
And they don't want to walk down DTR road again. That's the issue. So it's just a very weird conundrum when you have two rookie quarterbacks.
It's different.
That's the hard part.
It's different.
And they did this to themselves. So
Cleveland's in Cleveland. Hi, Cleveland.
Cleveland!
Hey, guys. How you doing? I want to cut out the nonsense.
Okay.
Of the national people talking about how the Browns are setting up their own players to fail because they don't like them or whatever. And the thing about that is there was a quarterback named Tom Brady when he was in the first coming into the league, and he went through his first games, he was horrible, and he turned out to be the GOAT. So I got to go, and I'll let you guys talk about that. We need to cut it out. Bye.
Cleveland, thank you. I couldn't agree with Cleveland more as well.
There's one Tom Brady. Like, we've had this argument. I said this early on. Like, I was trying to make the arguments for quarterbacks that aren't drafted in the first round. Jeff, drop some wisdom on me on quarterbacks in the NFL that aren't first-round quarterbacks.
Very few of them become the guy, Andy. Very few.
I mean, there are only
three or four right now in the league who are starting quarterbacks who weren't first-round picks.
Yeah.
Not very many. Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, Russell Wilson, Geno Smith. I think Geno was the second. I think that might be it. Though Dak Prescott. So, a handful.
Yeah, and who's the lowest drafted guy in that group?
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that's right. Brock Purdy was last. That's right, I forgot. Yeah,
Brock Purdy.
Yep.
It's a situation that we'll be paying attention to and talking about a little bit later on. Holly Rowe has worked for ESPN for a long time. You see her on the sidelines of football, basketball. She does a great job. She's going to be with us next. I can't wait to talk to her on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.